Are we on? Okay. So, one frog too many. One day John woke up and he found a present at the foot of his bed. He was really surprised, but he knew it was for him. And his three friends, Molly, Sam, and Casey, were wanting to know what was in it as well. He decided to open it, and surprise, he had another addition to his family. Everybody else was quite happy, except Casey, who looked down in discontent at what was in the box, because, lo and behold, there had been another frog. And it seemed to be that everybody else was so excited about it, except Casey. Anyways, Johnny decided to name his friend Kayla. So now there was Casey, Kayla, Johnny, don't remember all the names. Anyways, and they all became another addition to his big family of friends. Everybody was very content about it, but it seemed that the other frog, Casey, was very jealous about with him. So, and he kept on being very rude, and the little frog didn't like that in the least. It got to the point where Casey actually bit his leg, if you could possibly believe that, and the poor thing started crying, and everybody else looked around in complete disbelief. In fact, Johnny scolded him with his finger, saying, "Listen, you can't do that again. If you do that again, it's really, you know, he's a new family member, and if you do it again, it's really not going to be very good, so please don't." And even the dog was growling at him, and the turtle couldn't even believe that he had done that. Anyway, so they decided to go for a walk and celebrate the new addition to their family. And Johnny had his pirate hat with his sword, and everybody was walking in a complete beautiful straight line down towards the lake to go for an adventure. And on the back of the turtle, the two frogs were sitting, and of course Casey didn't like this in the least. So they were all walking around, and Casey actually had the nerve to hit him off the frog, and the poor thing started to cry again, and Johnny scolded him again, and everybody looked at him again in complete disbelief at how rude he had been. Because of this, he said, "You can't come on the ship. If you come on our ship," which wasn't quite like a ship, it was more like, I don't know, a boat made out of wood for children. And he said, "Listen, man, you can't come on the ship. If you come on the ship, then, you know, we've already warned you twice, and we don't want you to hurt our new addition to our family, so you can't come possibly." And he just looked back in disbelief, completely annoyed and like a sucky baby that he is. But anyways, he jumped back on the ship, and he came on without anybody noticing, and he sat right beside the baby frog. And everybody was on their way, sailing, sailing, sailing. Johnny was pointing straight ahead in his little adventures with his small family. And Casey was looking at the baby frog in complete disbelief, not liking him in the least. And he actually kicked him off the boat, and he went flying in the water. Even the turtle looked over in disbelief, and Casey stuck his tongue out at him. Johnny didn't realize until the turtle told him what had occurred. And then Johnny looked over, and he was so frightened. Even the dog started to howl, and the turtle looked at Casey and just completely did not understand how, for the third time, he could possibly be so rude. So Johnny went looking around under the lily pads, around into logs, around the whole entire pond, looking for the frog, and they couldn't find anything. And Casey, I think at this point, felt rather sad. Everybody had to walk home because, unfortunately, they couldn't find where the little frog was. So they all went home, and everybody was very upset at Casey for having done that. Not only for one, twice, but three times. And they couldn't even find the little frog. Poor Johnny was on his bed, and the dog was trying to console him, and the poor little turtle was in his shell, and the frog was... Casey was very upset, but he wouldn't show his discontent to the others. And then they heard a noise coming from outside. And voila, here comes the new frog. And he jumped right into the window, and he came and he landed right on Casey's head. And everybody was very happy that the newest addition to the family had come back. Okay.